Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan, Daf Hei in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon, starring Halacha Hei. Zog the Mishnah. Remei Oimei Ru'im Esanegoim Lehakel Avloi Lehachvir. A Koyen can look at one who has a suspected Nega, Tzaras, on his body and tell him this, what you're seeing is not Tzaras, Lehakel. But he cannot tell him on Cholamoyed, this is Tzaras. And he's going to make him go into Tsar and be have to seclude himself for the people. So you can look at them, Tsaras, give a psak lekulo, not the chum. That's where Meir holds. Because Chachoyim hold, once the Kohen looks at the Nega, if he sees that it's Tsaras, he must say it's Tsaras. But he could avoid seeing the Nega and say, I'm not going to look at it until after the regal. The Odom Arameir Meir said more, Melaked Odom at Somois Oviv Ve'imoi Prishesimcha Yiloi. What they used to do those days, they used to put the dead into pits on the walls, and that's called Kuchim. They used to put them there and let the body decompose. They decompose quicker. And then they used to move the bones of the dead and put it in Kivre, the Kavarim, or what's called Kivre Avoisov. So when one took that sumis of his parents after they decomposed and put them in the regular kvarim, according to Amir, that was a simcha, because that means that the din on the father and mother is done. He has to deal with the bones of his parents, it's still an avelus. Which means to do a eulogy on a mace, but not directly, indirectly. Meaning once you're doing a eulogy on a different mace, which is allowed to do, we'll see later why, to come and add another eulogy on the mace that he has, which you're not supposed to do because he died before the time of the regal. For espidah means a direct eulogy. Koidim laregel shleishim yom, within 30 days of the regal, all eulogies shall stop. To understand the following Gemara, we have to start with a little agdama of how the tzarat works. Reb Chaim here brings this summary in a very short and concise way. Tzaras is when a part of the skin becomes white. But it's still not going to be a full tzaras until it has one of the three simone tumor that tzaras can have. What are the three simone tumor? Either it grows white hair, that's simon number one, or there's a michya. Michya means that a part within the area of the tzaras heals. So within the tzaras is a little part which went back to normal skin, that's another simon tumor. And the third one is pisyon. Pisyon means loshon posa nega. If the nega grows from what it was a certain size and became bigger, so then also you have tzaras. Now the first two simonim, if a kohen comes and sees you have a tzaras and you have these simonim, the person is a full tumor of tzaras. The third simon, what happens is the kohen comes and checks the tzaras. If he sees there is a nega, he puts him in for 7 days of seclusion. That's called a hezger. He waits for 7 days and he checks if any simoni tumor were born within the 7 days. If within the first 7 days something there's simoni tumor that were born, the mitzoyer becomes a full mitzoyer, which is called mitzoyer muchlat. If nothing happened within the first week, so then the kohen waits another week, second week, and then in the second week he checks him again to see if any one of the simoni tumor happened. If none of them happened, the mitzoyer is free to go. He's not anymore mitzoyer. If he's in the same state that he was before. So now the Gemara brings the following. Tom and Taninan, we learned over there, this is from Meseches Negoim, Beheres Kigris, the size of a Beheres, in order to discuss it at all, the minimum size is a size called a Gris. A Gris is a type of bean. So you have the minimum Tzaras, Beheres Kigris. Uposas Kigris, then the Tzaras grew, Posa Nega. And there's another new edition of Tzaras, another size of a gris. Meaning he has basically two areas of tzaras. He has the original area of the tzaras, and then he has another area of tzaras. In the new area of the tzaras, something grew. What came in? One of the simonei tumo, michya or ser lavan. Then he has the area which healed in the middle of the second place of the tzaras, or white hair grew in the second place of the tzaras. But the whole chalah oim. The oim means the original area of the tzaras. So this person had area A of tzaras. After 1 week, the kohen comes and he sees he has area B of tzaras. And area B has simoni tumo. He has ser lavon. He has a michyo. But area A healed completely. Rabbi Akiva mitamo. Rav Akiva says that's part of the original tzaras. So now this tzaras not only grew to another area, but also has a simon itumo. It's a new nega, because the original area is gone. Area B is considered to be something new. It has to be seen to the kohen again from the beginning. It's a new tzaras. Says the Gemara. Meaning, what's enough community to Rabbi Akiva and Rabban? According to Rabbi Akiva, this is an old tzaras, and therefore this Mitzorah becomes a Mitzorah Mukhlat, he's a full Mitzorah. According to Rabbanon, it's a new tzaras, but it's a new tzaras with Simon named Tumo, because it has hair or Michia, meaning it has a part inside the heel. So if so, it's going to be Mitzorah Mukhlat as well. So there's no Nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. According to both, he's a full Mitzorah. So what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Erev Aregel B'Neyoin. So Nafkamina is what happens if this new part of Tzaras came right before the Regel. And as we learned in the Mishnah, you don't see Negoyim in the Regel. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hakad Maiso, this was there before. Vein and Niska Koloi Loi La'akav Loi La'achmir. So you won't check this new one to come and put him into a Mitzorah Mukhlat. So you keep him in his original state of a Mitzorah Muzgar. For Rabbanan Amrei, Choyri, it's a new Tzaras. Fat Poitra Min Erishayna. Meaning the original Tzaras is Tar. The second one is something new. So right now, his person is not going to be Mitzorah because he is not continuing his original state because this is something new. And you don't go check new Tzaras in the regal. What is going to be the one that you're not going to be machmir? Meaning, the second nega is the one that you're not going to look at. According to Rabbanon, because you're not supposed to look at a nega for the regal. So Rabbi Chaim points out, so why does he look at the first nega? So says Rabbi Chaim, if the nega is completely removed, you don't have it at all, then you do check it out, because then it's for sure going lahakel. The only reason in the Mishnah that we say not to look at the goyim lahakel is because maybe you're going to have to be machmir. But when it's clearly going to be a kula because it's completely removed, then you could check it and give him a simcha of the regal. So according to Rabbanon, this person is not going to be mitzayir right now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rav Acha, says, as yodi chidoi dehocho kestome detamon, the Yeshitas Yochid in our Mishnah, who's our mayor, works like Rabbanon over there in Negoim. V'dichidor de tamon, Rabbi Akiva there, kestoma de ocho, like Rabbanon over here. Gemara explains. Asio de, we can use Rabbi Chaim's gears over here. Asio de, dichidor de tamon, kestoma de ocho. The Shittas Yochid over there works with our Rabbanon over here. Because what did it say over there in the Mishnah in Negoim? Rabbi Akiva oimer, hikad maiso, v'ena niskak lo lehakev lo lehakev. Rabbi Akiva there said, this is considered to be the first nega that was it till now. You're not going to be niskag lahakal or lahakmir on the first nega. Meaning, Rabbi Chaim explains like this. The Gemara understands in our Mishnah, there's no machloikis regarding a new, completely new nega. Everybody agrees that the Kohen doesn't have to look at that nega. And if he looks at it, he doesn't have to say it's tamei. So what is the machloikis over here in our Mishnah? So he explains Rabbi Chaim, the Gemara understands the machloikis over here in the Mishnah is the same machloikis meseches negoim. The case that you had a nega, and then grew another area of a nega, and the original nega is not here anymore. Rameh holds like a chomim that say that the new area is a new nega, and the first one, the original one, is gone. So he says, Roim is a negoim lehakel, meaning you can be makel in the first one. You'll check the first one and say it's gone, and you're tarif in the first one, and the second one, I'm not checking. And Chachoyim hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that the second one is not considered to be a new nega. It's a continuation of the first nega. So I'm not looking at it at all. Not lak, not lakmer. So you may let Chachoyim here, or going like Rabbi Akiva over there. Continues the Gemara Daf Amud Beis, Vidi Chedo Docho, and Rabbi Meir over here, Kistoma Dosom, because he holds like the Rabbanon over there. Then what do they say? Rabbanon Amin Choyrihi, it's a new nega. Fat Poitro Ben Erishoyno. That's what you point to Erishoyno, you make it, you say the Erishoyno star. That's what we say over here. You could go check the Negoim in the Nega Rishon that was there and it was erased. You could check it to tell him he's star and he's completely out of it. So is our Mishnah the same machleik as Maseches Negoim? And if so, it comes out that by us, the Stam of the Mishnah, the Rabbanon, is the opposite than the Stam of the Mishnah in Maseches Negoim. So the Gemara, meaning even, it doesn't matter if it's Rameir over here, and Rabbanon over here, They agree with the Rabbanan over there, meaning that you could say that the first Nega is gone. But the army case of our Mishnah is different than the case over there. Why? There we talk about that the original Tsaras is gone. The only thing you have left is the second one. But here the original Tsaras is there. But the Simoni Tumo are gone. And the machlekes in our Mishnah is as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. From any old, you could check it out. If you see that really it's okay, you could say it's okay. And if you see it's not okay, just be quiet. And Chachamim all know, once you look at it, you have to tell me if it's a chumra or a kula. So don't look at it at all. But they both will agree with Rabbanan over there that if the first tzaras is gone, so the new thing that grew is considered to be a new tzaras and not a continuation of the first, and not like Rabbi Akiva over there. Says the Gemara, my Rabbi, Nirim Divri Rabbi Yossi. Here we're calling Chachamim Rabbi Yossi, because the plukut of Rameir is Rabbi Yossi. The Ben Moshe also mentions that the Sefta says clearly the Chachamim in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. So my Rabbi, Nirim Divri Rabbi Yossi b'Muzgar. Well, Chachamim say don't look at the tzaras at all. That's a Muzgar, meaning that Mitzayro, they had that first stage, the Kohen secluded him, but he didn't become yet a full Mitzayro. So now the Kohen has to check. Is he okay or is he not okay? Don't check at all, because once you check, you may have to come to Chumra. V'divra meir b'muchlot. But a Mitzayro who is a Mitzayro Muchlot is a full Mitzayro. So the only thing that the Kohen is checking to see if he healed. So it's only the Kula. So then, of course, you should check it. If he sees nothing changed, he stays in his original state. And if he became better, he's going to make him tar. So there's nothing to lose if you check him when he is a Muchlot. Now, Abraham brings in the Bavli, so why would anybody argue in this? Why would Abraham sit out to check it? So Pshat is like this. Once a Mitzayro starts Yemei Sfiwar, the days he has to count to become Tar, he is Osur B'tashu Shamito, cannot be with his wife. So there is something to lose. So according to Abraham, in the Chol HaMoed, don't look at the Tzaras, don't change him at all, don't even check it out. Even Lata'aro, he may lose something. But Rabbi says, I paskin like Rameir, that if he's muchlot, so the only thing he's losing is to be with his wife. It's that the tzavta, the alma, being with other people, is more important for him. So therefore, you only can have a mile of a checking, because he may be better. Or worst case, you keep him in his original state. Continues the Gemara of Ze'oiru Omar, he goes back to the Machlikes of Rabban and Rabbi Akiva, and he says very similar to Rabbi Yochanan that we said before, Yemei HaRegel B'Neon. A little different lashon. The difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, if the new area of the Tzaras is considered to be something new, or is considered to be just a continuation of the first, the difference between them is Yemei HaRegel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he kadmeso, is the first one, the original one, using the Gersa of Rav Chaim, ve'einoy nichnas la'azor. He cannot go into the Azor, because he's still a Mitzayo. Rabbanon Amri, choyru, this is something new, and we're not checking it, and therefore, ve'un nichnas la'azoro. He's not Mitzori at all, because the first one is gone, so he's Tar. And the second one, you don't check, so he's considered to be a Tar. The Gemara goes back to the original question, before we answered the Regel, to bring another answer. According to Rabbi Akiva, the second one is a continuation of the first, and he's Mitzori Muchlot. Rabbi has a new one, and also Machlitin. Why? Because they asked Simoni Tumo. So what's the difference between them? So until now we answered, Rabbi Yochanan answered, and Rabbi Zeoyer answered. So if Kimini Yemei HaRegel. Now the Gemara brings another answer. Shmuel Omar Pricho B'Neyoin. What does that mean? So Chaim brings the Mishnah in Egoim, HaPoireyach Min HaTome Tor, Min HaTor Tome. Meaning, a Mitzoyro who became a Mitzoyro. He has a Tzaras. Then the tzaras spread all over his body. He becomes tar. But if a mitzayro, the Kohen checked him, after 1 week he said nothing grew, so he was niftar. He says, you're not mitzayro. And then the tzaras spread all over his body, then he does become tome. And the Gemara explains, so this is the original one. And therefore, whatever grows now, if it's going to spread all over the body, so whatever grows from here becomes, he's tar. So he had already had tzaras. So now, if now it spreads all over his body, it's going to be tor. For Rabbanan Amri, choyru, this is new. For Berech min ha-tor, tome. Meaning the original one is tor, because this is considered to be something new. And if this spreads all over the body, it's a spread that comes after he was tor from a piece of tzaras. And now if he spreads all over his body, he becomes tome. Adds the Gemara of Omum Shem Shmuel. Pricho v'shchina moyred b'nei yoin. Meaning what we said right now, Pricho, that's the afkamini between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. That's when we find that according to Rabbi Kiva, l'kulo, because the original one was Tameh. So if Parach b'kulo, he's going to become Tor, so he's coming to be Mekel. And according to Rabbanon, it's the Chumro. Because the original is Tor, so now the new one is considered to be something new. And if it spreads all over the body, it becomes Tameh, so it's more Machmer. Comes Shmuel and says, there is a case will be the opposite. That according to Rabbi Kiva, will be l'chumro. And according to Rabban will be l'kulo. What is the case? The case of Shchin HaMoirit. Shchin, which is loosely translated as a boil, which did not heal. Moirit means is rebellious. It's not healing. So the din is, the area of Shchin HaMoirit, the boil which is not completely healed, when it's in that stage, which is not completely healed, it's removed from Tzaras. Once it heals, then Tzaras can go and be there or not be there, go back to its original state. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you had Tzaras. Then there's a new area of Tzaras. The original area of Tzaras becomes Shechina Moirid, meaning a boil which is not healing. So now it does not have the area of Tzaras. Now if the Tzaras spread all over the body, except for that original area which doesn't have the place to have Tzaras because it's not fully healed, he's considered to be Tahar. Why is he Tahar? He's Parach B'Kuloi. Now, if that area that was not receptive to Tzaras, now he heals, and now the Tzaras spreads into that area, so now it's considered to be that it's going from Tor to Tameh. Meaning, this person had Tzaras all over his body, except for this one area, and he's considered to be Tor as Parach B'Kulo Tor. Now, it spreads into this area, it's going from Mokom of Tahara to Mokom of Tumo. When you go from Tahara to Tumo, then you do become a Tzaro. So according to Rabbi Kiva, in that case, he's going to be Tomei. According to Rabbanon, it's the opposite. According to Rabbanon, the original thing is considered to be not Tzaras. The new place is considered to be Mitzoyro, and if it spreads all over the body, he's Tomei, because it's considered to be coming from Taharo, so he's Tomei. Now once the Shechina Moirid is going to be healed, and the Tzaras goes into there, so it's going from Mokom Tumo into spreading to this all over the body. Because now that's only one area which is not, did not have Tzaras, and was not considered to be part of the body before, now the Tzaras goes from 99% of the body, which is Tameh, because it's coming from Mokom Tumah, and it spreads into this new area, this will make the Mitzoyah Tahar. And that's what the Gemara continues, the Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Kiva, Yemer, Hikad Meso. This was the original one, and Yemer is Tameh. V'Berech Minat Tameh Tahar, and now it spreads all over the body, stage one, it becomes Tahar. For Rabbanan Amri, Choyri, it's something new. V'Berech Minat Tahar, Tameh. So therefore, if that first one spreads all over the body, he becomes Tameh. As we said originally. Begin the Choyri, because it's something new. Hayim Eini, Hitar. But if it wouldn't be something new, if it would be Hemshech of the first Tzaras, so then Parcha Bikulo will be Tar. And seemingly this sentence comes to tell you, that's why according to Rabbanon, once it's spread all over the body, now if it goes into the place of Shechina Moirid, so now the person will become Tar again. Ve'asyo Kedom of Shem Lakish. And we're saying our sugya like Rish Lakish. Why? These palgun is a machlekis. Parcho of Shechina Moirid. If the Tzaras spread into the area which was Shechina Moirid, an unhealed boil which healed eventually, Rechon Amar Tar, Rish Lakish Amar Tome. Rechon says, it's still Tar. The whole body was full of Tzaras, it's Tar. There was one area which is now receptive to Tzaras, Shechina Moirid, now healed and it went into the air. It's considered to be one big spread and he's still Tar. But Rish Lakish says, no. If he was fully, the whole body had Tzaras, except the area of Shechina Moirid, so that means he became Tar. Now the Shechina Moirid healed and now it goes into this area. So it's considered to be going from Tahara, from a place of Tahara. Whenever you spread from Tahara to the whole body, it becomes Tameh, as we said before. So say Rish Lakish, it becomes Tameh. And according to Rish Lakish, here is an afkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, he was Tameh. And then it spread all over the body, became Tar. Now it goes into Shechina Moirid, becomes Tameh again. And according to Rabbanon, it's the opposite. Originally, the first one was removed. So the second one is a new one, and if it spreads all over the body, it makes him Tameh. If it spreads now to Shechina Moirid, now he becomes Tahar. That's the Pirush that Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings the name of his father, the Kiel's Yankov. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Moed Katon Daf Hei.